Now, first, let's talk about some examples of where the acquisition workforce is really just not keeping pace.
Well, in terms of there has been some growth in recent years. What we did in this review, and we've done a number of reviews looking at the acquisition workforce, most notably at the Defense Department, which we talked about last year. But in this review, we looked at basically the agency's efforts to get plans underway to address their shortcomings. One of the things that the federal agencies are facing is that they need to understand where their gaps are in the acquisition workforce. This was really the first major attempt to do that. While agencies have been doing human capital planning that looked at acquisition, their acquisition workforce, they've never really had a coordinated effort. And this effort by OMB was that first step.
Because the president's memo, there is real concern that a lot of folks getting contracts done, but is there any follow-up on those contracts? And that can lead to waste, fraud, and abuse. That's the concern here, right?
Right. And what they were looking at was a major pillar toward addressing that kind of oversight is to kind of rebuild and replenish the acquisition workforce. And OMB was asked to essentially lay out a plan for the civilian side of government, for the civilian agencies.
Yeah.
DOD's had a long-running effort in that area. And so we looked at the extent to which they complied with what Congress asked them to go out and do. And for the most part, they addressed the issues that Congress raised, but there was a number of gaps where they didn't do so. But because there isn't a great deal of consistent data that they can use, they're hamstrung in that way, as are the agencies. Because once the OMB plan was put in place, the next step was to have the agencies begin to develop their particular plans that would address their needs, with OMB providing overall construct.
And that really struck me as one of the, they don't know what they don't know is part of the problem here.
Yes.
One of the remarkable statistics that's in this report, 55% of current acquisition workforce will be eligible to retire by 2018. That's more than two times the number eligible in just 2008. And, I mean, how can you not have an enormous skills gap with that many people just potentially going out the door?
That's why this effort in terms of getting some plans put into place so that when there's expected to be more funding put toward hiring more acquisition workers. And really, are they filling the gaps the right way? Are they filling the right gaps and getting the right kinds of skills into place? Which really starts with agencies doing kind of an assessment of what their needs are and how that ties back to what the demand is. Each agency has a different kind of demand in terms of what kind of acquisitions they have to do. And so really they needed to tailor that. That was one of the things that Congress asked OMB to look at. And what the plan did not have was any kind of individual discussions about, you know, each agency's civilian acquisitions that they were doing. So we didn't get that picture right away as to what their needs were that they have to fill by 2018, as this report lays out.
So they have to know what the needs are before they can fill those needs, and training would be an issue then too.
Yes, and one of the things that that was found to be we felt that the plan did a good job on was that it addressed the training standards and the certification needs. OMB's plan was fairly extensive in this regard, and it had a specific discussions on the use of intern programs, refinement of competency focus areas for special training, and updating of the certifications. So this is one of the things they were able to look at was that we talked to four agencies that had these intern programs in place. Now, again, one of the things is that you can have these programs in place. You have to constantly see how well are they working? Are they meeting the need? You can be bringing people on, but you could also then be losing them over a period of time. And there again, you've expended a considerable amount of funds and not gotten the return that you need.
One of the requirements in the plan is that every agency is required to submit an agency human capital plan. Well, they had to do that, about a month ago, right?
Right. That was the end of March.
And then OMB and OFPP pull all these together into a cohesive plan to say how the government is overall going to address this issue?
Really, what they were what they did, the OMB plan and discussed the annual strategic workforce planning requirements and the needs to coordinate efforts, not so much to have one master plan, but to coordinate efforts to address, you know, the recruitment, retention, and the training issues that they have that are common across the agencies. You know, OMB notes that before this, there was no common effort across agencies for acquisition, for planning for the acquisition workforce.
Everyone did it on their own.
Right. And, yeah. And one of the issues that, in fact, that is there is that agencies tend to rob Peter to pay Paul here.
Yeah.
They're hiring people from one agency to go to another.
Well, and I heard a story, this was just about a year ago, that one agency was going to try and hire a whole chunk of people from GSA,
yeah,
because those were the only people they could find.
Exactly. And a number of them have come from either GSA or from DOD and so forth, where they can find them. And so skilled acquisition personnel are in high demand.
So is that why the federal government finds itself in this position now, because of robbing Peter to pay Paul? Because before now, everybody did this on their own. There was no one coordinated effort.
Well, that's part of it. Another part of it, though, there hasn't been this attention paid to it. If you go back 15 years ago, there was the acquisition workforce was considered part of the problem. They were too bureaucratic, and so the streamlining that went on in the acquisition, both in the acquisition processes, but also in the functional units that carry these out. And so there was a downsizing of the acquisition workforce. Consequently, what happened is that a number of contractors were brought on to help fill the gap that they had. And so this is now really trying to put the brakes on that, stop, take a look, develop a plan, and then go forward to begin to replenish the workforce.
And part of this is why you've seen things come out from OFPP about wanting to pull back on what is inherently governmental and focus on that issue, because a lot of these, and particularly in the contracting realm, a lot of these issues had been outsourced because there just weren't the people.
Exactly. And in fact, that's a related effort. The last July, OMB put out the multi-sector workforce guidance,
right,
that they had, and it's looking at doing some possible insourcing. Under that guidance, they agencies were expected to have plans put together and for pilots to go in and do a workforce analysis and to determine where are contractors inherently governmental functions, so that they could begin to replace them with federal employees. And one of the areas, the key areas they're looking at, is the acquisition workforce, because of the sensitivity of the decisions that the acquisition specialists have in terms of the decisions they make about hiring contractors. That is considered an inherently governmental function in many ways, or closely related.
If they do follow all of your recommendations and they're able to do what it is that you think they should be doing, how long is it going to take before we start seeing the difference that needs to be seen?
Well, you know, in this report, this was our first look. I mean, this was really an attempt to kind of get a picture of what OMB has done in terms of a plan and put a focus on the fact that agencies are now doing this. Congress really wants to make sure that a light is shined on this. And so we're going to be probably going back and looking at the acquisition workforce over the next couple of years and in different aspects of it. For example, we're now doing work that's looking at the training of DOD's acquisition workforce. So there will be further work on this. It in terms of when we're going to see some progress, it will be once we have probably some consistent data. That's one of the hard things we point out in this report. There's not a lot of consistent data. And for example, beginning with the definition of who is in the acquisition workforce. In DOD, there are 13 career categories identified, career occupations. In the civilian side, there wasn't. OMB used an expansive definition. So it's not only people who are, let's say, contracting officers and specialists, logisticians who have, you know, career fields in the federal personnel system, but you also have people who are what are called COTARs, or the contractor's officer's technical representative, who may be in a program office but not part of that. We don't have and this is one of the struggles that agencies have putting together a good plan, is trying to understand who it is in their workforce that needs the training they need to pay attention to. And that's really a major task that they had ahead of them.
And also one of the real challenges is having these strategic plans actually be something that get implemented, that they don't just become shelfware.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where we want to go back and look at and it's about when we're going to see progress. Once they begin to find, do they know who their workforce is and what kind of skill gaps they have? And we're going to be looking for that because this will be an annual process they'll be going through.